Parshas Boy, Boy, Gematria 3, the last three makas. The Emes, it doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that there's going to be a makah of Arbe. So how does Moshe Rabbeinu taka know that it's Arbe? It doesn't say anything. The Eberster was Mevaster Moshe Rabbeinu about it. The Rishonim has the kash already. The Daskeinu Bali Toysa says, the Baal, we know, is the Tzach Hadash Be'achav. So after the days of Barod, here comes Aleph. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew that it's Arbe. Now, Vada, that explains that it's Aleph over. There are other things that also start with Aleph. The Pirush HaRosh Al HaTorah says that Moshe Rabbeinu darshan the Gzeirah Shavah. It says over here by the Mark of Arbe Laman Tisaper Bozne Bincha, and in Sefer Yoel, where it also talks about Arbe, it says Tisaper. And even though Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinan, aber for a gili milsa gzeira shava you're allowed to make, and Moshe Rabbeinu already knew Sefer Yoel, part of the Trei Asar, and Moshe Rabbeinu darshan the gzeira shava to learn out that it's Arbe. The Chasam Sofer says that Moshe Rabbeinu on his own understood that it's supposed to be Arbe. Maybe you can add that he has this gzeira shava, and also the fact that he knows already it has to start with an Aleph. But the Ma'aseh Moshe Rabbeinu was Lamad Me'atzmoy, and he understood, because after the Makkah of Borod, that it was, it says in the end of the parasha, V'achito V'akisemes, Loi Nuku Ki Afilo Seino, must be some Makkah now is going to come to finish off whatever was left on the Chita and the Kusemes, and Moshe Rabbeinu, but see if maybe the other Smach, that it was going to be the Makkah of Arba. Interesting to Ha'ara, it's Yedua in Sfarim State Asach Begandem, that the Eser Makis are Keneged, the Aseres Hadibrois, and they're also connected to Eser Asura Mamorish, Abraham Nivra Oilam. And there's a lot of raid about that, but I just want to, with Negeya Os now, Klapi Arbe, there's a Shiloh, when you say that the Eser Makis are connected to Asura Mamorish, how exactly it works. But Pashtas is backwards. The Hainu Makis Bechoiris is connected to Bereshis Bora Elikim. Bereshis Bora Elikim, Nami Maimaru. The Gemara says there's only Tesha Mamorish, and Bereshis is also a Maimar. Makis Bechoiris is connected to Bereshis. And Choshech is the next Maimar going away backwards. By he or, and that is the shaila how you parallel the various makos to the various mamoris, if it's Allah Seder or not. But it says that there's a mahalach that the makos of Arbe is keneged tachshe ha'aretz deshe. So there's a pshat, I heard, the same way with the deshe was lomat kal v'chaymer me'atzmoy. They learned out of kal v'chaymer from the ilonos that you're supposed to be moitzi l'fi minoy, as they state in Rashi, Chazal bring it, l'gabi yimei bereshis. The desha was lamad me'atmoy. What to be moitzi from the eretz? Also, Moshe Rabbeinu was understood me'atmoy about the makkah of Arbe. There are two kapitlach in Tehillim, kapitel ayin ches and kapitel kuf hey. That both kapitlach barichas talk about the eser makkahs. Over there, it brings them shaloy al seder, and we spoke other years about this inyan. What exactly the inyan of the different makkahs that are mentioned in Tehillim? What's Meramez in it? Why does it in that order? Harbi Yesh was a Sayin Kapitel Ayin Ches and Sayin Kapitel Kuf Hei. A Pasuk there in Kapitel Kuf Hei, Pasuk Kuf Ches, Sholach Choyshech Vayechshach Veloy Moru Es Dvorei. The Medrash Tanchuma is Poseach in this parsha with this Pasuk in Tehillim, and it says it first. It says it before the other Makis, and you have to know why the Tehillim says it in that Seder. I once heard that that's why we say, Detzach, Rabbi Huda, Yenoyz and Mem Simon, and Detzach, Adash Bachav, to realize that the Seder is via Shtei Taka in Chumash, not the Seder of the either Kapitel Ayin Ches or Kapitel Kufhei. Obedo Shteit HaPosuk, Sholach Choshech Vayechshach V'loi Moru Es Dvoroi. Poshup Shat, what does it mean, V'loi Moru Es Dvoroi? Maybe it means that the Mitzrim still weren't Mamri, the Dvorim of Parai. They missed them, really wanted to send the Yidden now. V'loi Moru Es Dvoroi. I heard a Pshat from the Yismach Moshe, it says like this. It says, Bemis is a famous Kasha, the Rishonim already after him. Ban asks, why were Mitzrayim nenash for the Eser with the Eser Makis and with the whole Mishpat Mitzrayim? Harei Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mevaser in the Brisbane Absorim as a Zoydav Zayin that Ger you be'eretz loy lahem arba me'eshono v'avodim v'inu oisam. It was a sivay me'avoyrei kach toruch liyos. What is Mitzrayim shuldik? Is the Rishonim already asked the Kasha? There's a mahalach that who told Mitzrayim to take up to do it, a different Ummah could do it, and who told Mitzrayim to do it with such inui and such meroirim? There's mahalachim in them. Oh, but there's a mahalach from the Noam Elimelech that says the taina Mitzrayim was taked. There was a tzibui and there were brisben absorim and we understand that Hakam really means Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim knew that it means Mitzrayim. Over Gedoy La'Aveiru L'Shmo, the Mitzrayim should have been Mabrid Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nish Painigin Ayid, not causing Tzar to Ayid. Taket Tzivay Avoyri. But it's still the Mitzrayim deserve an Oynish. They should have been Mamre as Dvorim. And that's the terrorist, why they deserve the punishment. So Zokti Yismach Moshe, that's the Pshar and the Pasuk. Sholach Hoshech V'Yeshech, why so many Makis? We jump right away to the end of the Makis. V'loy Moru as Dvoroi, because the Mitzrayim weren't Mamre Dvorim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fakeret, it was Taket Tzivay by Brisbane Absorim. But they were supposed to be Mamre in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not do not listen to the tzibur. That's why they deserve the makas. Now, Vada, every makas has a cheshbin, why they deserved it. By makas choshech, Rashi already brings two reasons. First of all, if you do it, then in the makas of choshech, 4/5 of the yidden died, and we didn't want them at Tzrim that they should see Simcha Le'ed, this matzav, that roiv of Klal Yisrael. It's a tremendous, tremendous zach, that roiv rubei of Klal Yisrael, a halakot poshet, that roiv rubei of Klal Yisrael died in the Yemei HaChoshech. And only 1/5, right? The Chamushim all of Bnei Yisrael. So the purpose of Makas Choshech, besides the Oynish to the Mitzrayim, was this Inyan of that they shouldn't see the Mitzrayim, shouldn't see the Yidden that they died. And another reason Rashi says is that they had to go be Mechapes to look for all the Kli Kesev and the Zav, while the Mitzrayim weren't able to move, they were able to see the Kli Kesev and the Zav. So there's a Mahalach from the Chanukah HaTorah. Why do you need two Pshatim? Why does Rashi have to bring two Pshatim? So he says, there's a medrash that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the Malachim, should he bring the Makah of Choshech? V'eskimu kulam. And all the Malachim agreed. Pe'echad, God's Bezdin Shalmaila agreed, there has to be a Makah of Choshech. No, there's a problem, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yizayin. Bezdin Shiro kulam l'choiva, yosta zaka. The din is by a Bezdin, the Bezdin has to be a Masu Matin, the Bezdin Shalasim Rasholish to decide to kill somebody, Mrs. Bezdin. Avad Yigova Saroiv, if Roiv say he's Zaka, then he's Zaka. If Roiv says he's Chayiv, then we say, that we go bust with the roiv, and it's even a lumbus of bittel roiv, if the whole bezin said it. But it can't be that mamish the whole bezin said it. But if the ganze bezin, all esen v'sholish say chayiv, then he's yotze zakei. Bezin shakulam ro l'choiva, yotze zakei. Nu, here in the medrash it says, the Eberste asked the malachim if there should be a makav choshech, v'hiskimu kulam. Nu, when there's a hiskimu kulam, you're not supposed to do it. Zokta chanukah satayra, but that's why there's two reasons for a makav choshech. It's only when it's hiskimu kulam, they all agree pe'acha to the same reason. Of Bibal, that's what Rashi says, there's two different reasons for the Makav Choshech. There's two different reasons for the Makav Choshech, then it's not a problem. Now, but the Makav Choshech, a gefer lecha matziv, v'loi ro ish es ochi, v'loi kamo ish michachtov. They didn't see one another. There's a gevaldik of their hair over here. You know what Choshech is? Choshech is v'loi ro ish es ochi. Choshech is when one person doesn't see the other person. A person has to see another person. The Yidin was then and under a Yidin. A person has to be noisy ba'ol in the tsar of chaveray. A person has to see the other person, be aware of his existence at least. Choshech is when you don't even see the other person. A person only sees himself. He walks around only in his own dalet ames. He's b'chlal not goyrus that there's someone else, a meter in front of him. He's echzeim garnished. That's choshech. Choshech is v'loy roh ish esochiv. The opposite of that is a person that does see. The opposite of that is v'yigdal Moshe. Moshe was odom godol. V'yigdal Moshe, v'yetzei el ochiv, v'yar besiv loysam. That's the Odom Godel that sees the other person. Ulechol b'nei Yisrael ha'yarv v'moish v'yisam. Mekan zenan ander a mensh. A person doesn't see v'lei roish esochiv, that's the makah of choshech. It's a message. That's the makah of choshech. That's the grest of choshech. You don't even see the other person. There's a whole shayla in the Mefarshim, what exactly is the makah of choshech? So be'emes you have to be makdim. Bichlal, what does it mean, Choshech? There's a famous Chakira, and there's a big tumult in the Rishonim of Egendem already, by the Brias HaOilam, that it was Choshech. Is Choshech a Bria, or is Choshech only Heder Or, only the absence of Or? There's a Bria called Or. Choshech is when there's not Or. Now, B'Pashtas, it's from a first year Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara in Chagiga says that there are 10 things that were Nivra on the first day of Brias HaOilam, and it gives a Rishima, Shemayim, Oretz, Toyu, Vavoyu, Oyer, Vachoshech, Ruach Umayim, Midas Yoy, Midas Laila, Rishima. Shteit the Choshech on the Rishima. Choshech is the Bria. Now, the Emes is the Shaila, there are Rishonim that say no. It says also Yoytzer Or, where Choshech, there are those that say no, that Choshech is only the absence of light. The Sifurna Lamosha learns that Taka Choshech is normally the absence of light, but he explains that over here the Mak of Choshech was different. Over here, even again, there are those that learn that Choshech always is a Bria. But the Sforna says Be'al Ba'alma Choshech is not a Bria. Over over here, by the Mak of Choshech, it was Taka a Bria of Choshech. Now, what's interesting? I saw the Netziv asks in Pesachim, over there, the Gemara in Daf Beis in Pesachim talks about Choshech. The Netziv asks, if you'll assume that by Bria Sa'olam, Choshech is a Bria, what's the Te'elis of this Bria? What do you need Choshech for? Let the Avis to create Oyer. When there's no Oyer, then it's going to be dark. It will be, what do you need the Metzias of Choshech? So the Netziv explains, and he brings him a card from a Yerushalmi. When there's Choshech, light shines better. He brings a famous Yerushalmi that there was people in a cave where there was absolutely no Oyer, and the Oyer Hayoyim wasn't able to get in, and they lit a candle, and they knew when it was day and when it was night. Because when it was night, and when it's night, there's Choshech. When there's Choshech, a light shines better. So even though there was no Oyer over there, no Oyer got in, it was a closed-in cave, over Afal Tikein, when it was daytime, so Oyer is Shoylet, so there was rather Heder of Oyer, and there's a candle. But when it became night, then there was Choshech, and by Choshech, a light shines better. Now that's Poshet, that the Mak of Choshech over here is Punkt Faker. The Mak of Choshech is a Bria that's going to stir Oyer. Even if you learn that Sai by Bria Sa'olam Choshech is a Bria, and Sai over here by the Maka of Choshech, Choshech is a Bria, over it's a Faker, it's a Bria. The Maka of Choshech, the Matara of the Maka was that there shouldn't be able to be Shoylet or Bechlal, even Or Haner, or even Or HaShemesh, or anything. When we say that there was a Bria of Choshech and Bria Sa'olam, it's an under Shmuz. The Choshech of Bria Sa'olam was, if anything, that it should even enable better that there should be light. Interesting, the Loshan I saw in the Chizkuni. The Pashtus, we know that Makas Choshech was for 6 days. All the Makas was 7 days. Choshech was for 6 days. There's a Machlokes which 6 days. It's Mavur in the Pesukim that it was broken into two sections of three. The Pashtus, the Cheshvan is, I think the Pnei Shul makes this Cheshvan. It was on Zayin Ches and Tes, Nisan of that year. Yud Nisan was Shabbos HaGodol. And then there was no Makas of Choshech. It was a break. And then again, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Those are the 6 days of the Maka of Choshech. Zayin Ches and Tes, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. You could learn other ways. You can make Cheshvanis, but the Pashtus, the Maka of Choshech, was 6 days. Now all the other Makas were 7 days. I saw a Loshen in the Cheskuni. I was in the spot from the Loshen. He says an interesting Loshen. He says that every Maka was for 7 days. Where's the seventh day of Choshech? So he says, the Eibishter was Gonaz, the Choshech, and he saved it for my Kriyas Yamsef. By Kriyas Yamsef, he made Choshech for the Mitzrayim, and he was Machshech on the Mitzrayim by Kriyas Yamsef. I know we always have the Loshen of the Oyer Hagonos. Over here, we have that the Cheskuni is talking about the Choshech that was Nignaz. Choshech is also a Bria, this Maka of Choshech, and it was Nignaz, and it was saved on the seventh day by Kriyas Yamsef. Now, the Parshas is that every Maka was for 7 days. Now, the Emes is, if you look, there's Machlokes Tanoim in the Medrash, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemya. Is Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemya, whether every Maka was 7 days and then there was a break of 23, 24 days, because each Maka L'Choyra was a Choydesh, assuming that will go, that the Mishnah says in Idias, in Paragimel, Mishpat Mitzrayim Yud Beis Choydesh, we can assume L'Choyra, Mishpat Mitzrayim was for 12 months, so the period of the Makas L'Choyra was 12 months. We cheshmen last week how this works out with Moshe Rabbeinu being 80 years old, 81 years old. That was last week's shmuz. But al kopon in the pashtus, the makas took a full period of 12 months, and each maka was a month. What does it mean a month? For 7 days was the maka, and then there was a 23-day break in between. The Chasam Sofer works out a different cheshmen exactly how we work out, because there is a problem that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph that the shibud of the Mitzrayim on the Yidden, the koshiyah shibud stopped on Rosh Hashanah. So if the Makas already started a full year before, the Nisan before, why were they still working hard until Rosh Hashanah? The Chasam Sofer starts with Cheshmen that in the Chanami the Makas first started on Rosh Hashanah, that's when they stopped working, and he says it was an Ibriar, and he works out the details. Interessant will be Moisef in Yonah Ziyoyma that the Chasam Sofer comes with a Cheshmen that Makas Dever was on Rosh Chodesh Shvat today, on a Shav. And he even wants to answer Akasha. The Chasam Sofer wants to answer Akasha. We say that the Mitzrayim tried to do Kinim and it didn't work. Now, Arav, they didn't try because he says it was wild animals, they didn't want that, but he has a Cheshbin. And he says, Shchin, they weren't able to. They couldn't even stand. But why didn't they do Dever? So he says, well, his cheshbin, Dever was on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Shechal B'Shabbos, according to the cheshbin he has. And on Shabbos, he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin that the Machshavim don't have koyach to do their kishuv on Shabbos. So Dever Saivi, they couldn't do, because it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Shechal B'Shabbos. But I'm going off tangent again. There's a Shaila. You have to know these are the Yiddiyas. That Mitzarecha, the Mishnah says in Yiddiyas that it was Yud Beis Chodesh. Mitzad Sheni state that the Shibud stopped on Rosh Hashanah, work out when the Makkah started. Oh, but L'chayra, Be'erich, it's a year, and each Makkah was for 7 days, and then a 23-day break. Oh, but if you look at the Medrash Rabbah, the Medrash Rabbah brings the Machloikis, Tanakh, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Nechemiah. Whether each Makkah was for 7 days, and then there was a break for 23 days, or Punkfakert, each Makkah was for 23 days, and then there was a break for 7 days. And he even says, it says, the only Makor that this concept that it was for 7 days is by Dam, it mentions 7 days. And the question is, it says, Vayi Achar Shiva Yomim, does that mean after the 7 days of Dam? Well, no, Dam lasted for 23 days. Then there was the 7 day break. And after the 7 day break, then it came to our day. And that's Mefurish in the Medrash of Machloikas Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah, whether the Makkah was Sheva and the Afsoka was Esen B'Sholesh, or the Hefech. Now, all the other Makkahs, we can understand it, were for 7 days. Makkas Bechera certainly was only for not even a split second. Kiyidua, Makkas Bechera didn't take any time. Chatzos is not a time. But Choshech Lechera is only 6 days. So we said, the Cheskuni says it was Gonazit for the seventh day. I saw in the Pirish in the Medrash from the one of the Mepharshim in the Medrash, I think it's Yefei Toya, one of the Mepharshim in the Medrash says the Moira de Kechidish. Yeah, the Yefei Toya. He says, this machloikas tanoim, whether the Makkah was 7 days or 23 days, applies by Choshech also. It doesn't say Mefurish about Choshech. It says that Choshech was for 3 days and then another 3 days. Loit demand the Omer that it was for 7 days. It was Takah twice for 3 days, and the seventh day was by Kriyas Yam Suf. Loit demand the Omer that each Makkah was for 23 days, Choshech also was. It was 8 sets of 3. Instead of saying it was 2 sets of 3 days, it was Takah 8 sets of 3 days. That clear the Makkah of Choshech came in sections of three. Of a like the Tana that each Makkah was 7, so it was 2 sections of 3. Like the Shitana that each Makkah was 23 or 24 days, it was 8 sections of 3. But Makkah Choshech also was Taka 24 days, just like all the other Makkahs. A tremendous Chiddush, as I say in the Yifei Toyar on the Medrash. Rabbi Yehuda gave Simonim for the Makkahs, the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav. The Tzach Hadash Ba'achav is Gematria 501. Now we know there's a machlokes tanoim brought down in the Haggadah. It's a mechilta, but it's brought down in the Haggadah on Leil Pesach that there was a machlokes whether each makkah, whether there was 50 makkahs or 200 makkahs or 250 makkahs, and altogether that's 500. And he says with the kol that's 501. That's the tzach hadash b'achav is 501. Asher, the word asher is also 501. Kol hamachla asher samti b'mitzrayim le'osam alecha. Hashem alekecha asher hoitzei sicha me'eret Mitzrayim. Paroi says, mi Hashem asher eshma b'koiloi. V'ikeiti et Mitzrayim b'chol nifl oisei asher ese b'kirboi. Asher is that 501 of the Tzach Adash b'achav. V'yod chazok uvizroi netuya is gematria 501. And charoin af v'chas is gematria 501. There's epis an inyan in them vayis b'chois that's nichlal tomun in the Tzach Adash b'achav. There's a mikhtav from Ram Shamshin Astropolia, and there have a minog to read it on Erev Pesach. He says that there's a grossest skula that a person will be nitzel from all kinds of makois and redifis and soris if he's misayin his mikhtav, which is soidus with a lot of cheshbonos and gematrias and kabbalah. But we'll say over one interesting idea, Dartan Vashtait in the mikhtav, which again it's printed in a lot of the new agadas. He says that Dam Farday Akinim Oroiv Dever Shchin Borad Arba Choshech Makas Bechoiris altogether is Gematria 3280. And he says that's Egroif, because 3000 is Gimel Alofim. That's Gimel Alof. Gimel Alofim Resh Pei. 3280 is Gimel Alofim 3000 Resh Pei 280. Lahakois Be Egroif Rosha. One big fist. Lahakois Be Egroif Rosha. Egroif is Gimel Alof and Resh Pei, is 3,280, is the gematria of all the makas together, and there's a Sachin Yonin Dorotin Ayin Shom. steht in der Parsha weiter, der Eberste tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, Davar no ba'oznei ha'om. So Rashi says, Ein no elo loshen bakosha, that he's asking them, requesting them, they should please take things from the Mitzrayim. And the Eberste says, Rashi brings it, Shelo yoyim ha'roise tzadik Avram, that Avram Avinu is going to complain, Va'avodim v'inu oisom, you were Mekayim, and then Va'achre ken yetzib rechush godl, you weren't Mekayim, so please, please take a rechush godl. And that's why they're taking the Kesef and the Zov and the Begodim of the Mitzrayim. I saw an interesting pshat from the Michtav Sofer, son of the Chassam Sofer. The Michtav Sofer says a pshat like this. He says, what's the rechush godl? The Eberste promised them a rechush godl. What could be a rechush godl? Whatever amount it is. Why is that godl? There could always be more. However you imagine, $1 billion, face. Yeah? Who said that's godl? I can always multiply. Anything you're going to tell me, I can multiply by 10. I can multiply by 100. What's godl? You know what's rechush godl? When there's no ketzev b'chlal, when there's no end. You know when that is? Hasameach b'chelkoi. Eizah hu oshir, hasameach b'chelkoi, that you have a stop kus b'mut. When a person is happy with what he has, that's nachal b'limit sorim. That's without a gvul. He has whatever he needs. Eino de meis b'chetvi tavos b'yodei. Mishi yesh lemone, roitza masayim. The Eberste was maftiach a rechush godl. What's he going to give them? Gans Rechush Mitzrayim is not Godel. You'll have that, you'll want twice as much. Where's the Rechush Godel? His Stapkes Pemot. Avraham Avinu understood that the Havtocha to the Yidden was that when they're going to go out of Mitzrayim, they're going to have the Madrega of realizing his Stapkes Pemot. But, if a person has mamish nothing, then he can't be misgoye that he has the Madrega of his Stapkes Pemot. And Takahot garnished. The Madrega of holding the Stapkes Pemot, to have a Rechush Godel, is that you have something, and you realize the impulse that you have, and you're an usher, and you're taka, have virabchus, or you realize to be besameach b'chelkoi, and to be mestapik b'mu'at, not to want more, and then you have the rechush godl. So daber no, ba'ozneom, he's asking them, please, take something from the Mitzrayim, because I was mafiach Avraham Avinu, I was mafiach you the rechush godl, this madreig of mestapik b'mu'at, but you're not going to have it unless you have something. So please, take something from the Mitzrayim, then you'll be able to be holding on the madreig of getting the Rechush Godel. Avad, the Pashup Shad is Rechush Godel, all the Rechush of the Mitzrayim. Now, again, there's a shtel here on the Rashi that everyone talks about. The Eberste promised in the Bris Ben Absorim, Va'achre Ken Yetziv Rechush Godel. Why does he have to say here with a nigin, I have to do it because Avraham Avinu is going to come with Tainus? The Eberste was Mavtiach, Avart is Avart. Why did he have to come on to the fact that Avraham Avinu is going to come with Tainus? So I saw once a Pshat, the Pulpula, the Eberste was Mavtiach Rechush Godel. But what about Komlei b'derabim minei? The Mitzrayim are being chayiv misa. If they're being chayiv misa already, they're potter from tashlumin. But the klal is misa lezev, the tashlumin lezev is chayiv. So the pshat says that if the rechush godl was also chayiv, just because the yidden, the Eberste was maftiach to the yidden. So the chayiv misa of the Mitzrayim is because the avol the yidden, and the chayiv mamon is to the yidden. So then there would have been a komlei b'derabim minei. So the Baruch Shalom, no, the chayiv mamon is the alter cheshem with Avraham Avinu. That's a separate story. I bezoy it's misa lezev and mamon lezev. Now attack! I'm going to give them the Rechush Godel. Now, the Emes, the Rechush Godel came later in the Bizas Hayam. Later on, the Bizas Hayam came the Rechush Godel. So I heard once a pshat, what's the, in state of Arva Shemesh, I heard that what Vayishlu Ishmeisre Eyu Vishma Esre Usa. This is just a hechatimta to get the real Rechush Godel. Because why did the Mitzrayim run after the Yidden? Why did they run after the Yidden? Because they wanted to get their stuff back. So what they took now was just a hakdama that we're about to taking a little bit now, what they're asking for. Now the Mitzrayim are going to want to run back. Now the Mitzrayim are going to want to run after them, and that's going to enable them to get the Rechush Godel. So he's asking Dabar Nol, ask the Yidden that they should request something now, which will cause them afterwards that the Mitzrayim will run after them, and then they're going to get the Rechush Godel. Saw brought down from the Ben Ishchai, he explains that Paroi and Moshe Rabbeinu are having here a Shakla Vataria. He says Paroi really comes from Kayin, and Moshe Rabbeinu has the nitzitz of Neshama of Hevel. So Paroi is from Kayin, and Moshe Rabbeinu is from Hevel. Now, in the original machloikis between Kayin and Hevel, Kayin made a deal with Hevel. Kayin will take the karka, and Hevel will take the metalflin. So then Kayin told Hevel, the karka is mine, you have no right to stand on it. Parach ba'avir, the lashon of the Medrash. Go fly in the sky. You don't belong on the karka. Hevel says back, okay, but you're wearing my clothes. I have all the metaltalin. And that was the vikuach until Cain was hirigas Hevel. Zokta ben Ashchai, this is continuing now. Parity, finally, eventually at the end, he's kicking them out of Mitzrayim. Kumu tzu'u mitoich ami, go out of the land. And he says, it's even va'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim, go fly. You can't stay on the ground. And Moshe Rabbeinu, representing Hevel, says back, fine, but we're taking the metaltalin. We're taking the rechush gadol. You told us when we have to go fly that we have to take everything. That was the fight back. So he's mamshech that shita. And he says, we're going to take your metaltalin. And he has a whole arichas of it. You have grois sugis here. First, the inyan of Rosh Chodesh, HaChodesh as Elohim, and then the inyan of Pesach, Korban Pesach, Pesach Mitzrayim. A yam of sugis on top, and one or two things. There's a din by Korban Pesach. It shouldn't be boshel mavushel b'mayim, kiim tzwi esh. The Gemara says in Pesachim daf mem aleph. What if you mavashel the Korban Pesach b'chamei tveria? If you mavashel the Korban Pesach and chamei tveria, is that called bishel or not? It's not tzli, but there's a separate isra of tzli and a separate isra of bishel. Is it called bishel? So the Achronim have a kasha, Reb Itzla, Priyitzchok, Cheshek Shloima, Sach Achronim, they ask the kasha, how do you mavashel the Korban Pesach and Chamei Tveria? The Korban Pesach is eaten in Gantz Yerushalayim, as they state in the Mishnah Nezim HaKoyim, and it's Kochim Kalam, it can be eaten in Gantz Yerushalayim, with Nimen HaKoyim. How do you get the Chamei Tveria? How do you get the Tveria? If you're bringing it to Tveria, it's Nifsal B'yoytze. It has a Psal Yoytze, because Kochim Kalam could only be eaten with Nimen HaKoyim. How does it get the Chamei Tveria? So there's a terrace, you bring the chamei tveria to in the thermos, or maybe it means chamei, a certain hot spring that you have in Yerushalayim. There's commonly through it. The emes is, it's an interesting idea, you have to know. We know there are two things that are nechal in Yerushalayim, Maisa Sheni and Kachem Kalam. There's a shita in the Rishonim, the Kiryat Sefer, from the Rishonim. He has a shita that the emes, it's labdaf in Yerushalayim. Any bias, any ear that's mukaf chayma, has a din that you can eat Maaser Sheni. It's not a din dafk in Yerushalayim. Who then is a din Metzoyer is not allowed to go into Yerushalayim? It's any ear that's Mukav Choyma. And then he says a fascinating Chiddush. He says, Be'emes, the same way Maaser Sheni could be Nechal in any Mukav Choyma. And Tveria, there's a whole Shaila, Ein Gemara Megillah, if Tveria is considered a Mukav Choyma, Hen Lagabi, the din of Bais Mukav Yer Choyma, and Hen Lagabi, Mikra Megillah, there's a whole Sugya, the Gemara, because one, the Gemara says it has three sides as walls, but one side is the Yam. Is that called the Kinneret, yeah? So that is that called Choyma? It's a Sugya Dartan in Megillah. The Kiryat Sefer says, "Be'emes, you could eat Ma'aser Sheni and also Kachem Kalam in any Mukaf Arichayma. Granted, you could never eat Kachem Kalam only in Yerushalayim because it can't get to the other Mukaf Arichayma because when it leaves Yerushalayim, it's Nifsel B'yoytze. So it's a technicality. Over Be'emes, Azoy V'Didin is that Ma'aser Sheni is Nechal B'Shar Ayaris Mukaf Arichayma. Kachem Kalam is also Nechal in Shar Ayaris Mukaf Arichayma. It's never negated because it's Nifsel B'yoytze. We're handling Be'emes the same kasha here. How is it this meat of Bishul B'Arichayma?" If anyways there's a psul yoytze. Yeah. State that they were direct the dam on the mezuzahs and on the mashkoif. There's a steer in midrashim because on one hand it says that there's a tarim yoynesin, we mentioned it, but esa eschum akant in shoram that night the yidden went to Eretz Yisrael and they were makar of the korban pesach there in Eretz Yisrael, and I bezoyde was lachayra mizbeach and. Mitzacheni, over here it says you put the dam on the mezuzahs and the mashkoif, and the putting of the dam on the mezuzahs and the mashkoif for chayru is tzvei dinim, because on one hand it was for a shmirah, but on the other hand it's a mefurish gemara in Pesachim gimel mizbechei saying that there was a din zrikas dam taka to put the dam on the mezuzahs and the mashkoif. Now the lashon of the pasuk is v'hoya hadam lochem lois al abotim. So it's more that the dam was also as an ois that the Ebrus should taka pass over those, right? Pasuk Hakadosh Baruch Hu al those bottom. There's a pshat, I think from the Gro. I think, what's the pshat? V'hoya hadam lo'ois al abotim. There's a famous shiloh. There was once Koifrim that wanted a taina that there's not going to be a Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Why? Because there's a pasuk in Chagai that describes the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. And the pasuk is, Godol yia kovet bayis hazeh ha'achroin min harishon. This bayis ha'achroin is going to be bigger than the Rishon, and it was bigger, it lasted for 10 more years. It was larger and it was also for more time. Gadol b'zman and b'binyan. It says Achron, so there's not going to be a third one. And so they wanted a taina. So the answer back to them is from a pasuk in Parsha Shmois that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu three oises to do, with tzaras and with nochash and then with dam. And then it says, V'hoyim lo yaminu l'kol ha'ois ha'rishay, v'he'aminu l'kol ha'ois ha'achron, v'hoyim lo yaminu gam l'shnei ha'ois ha'ela, you should make dam. The first pasuk that it calls a series of three things, and it calls the second one ha'achron, and afal pikein, there is the third one. So azoy vidard my Moshe Rabbeinu, the oises. And what was the oises there? First tzaras, then the nochash, and then the dam. And it said, "V'hoyim lo yaminu gam l'shnei ha'oises ha'elum." Even though it already called it ha'achrayin, that you should make a third ois. That's a riot to the Beis Hamikdash also. That even though there's a pasuk in Chagai that the second Beis Hamikdash is called bayis ha'achrayin, there could be a third bayis. So there's a remez to this whole stickle from this pasuk. V'hoyah hadam lochem lo'ois al habatim. The dam, the third ois of dam, which was done after the two oises, which the second one was already called achrayin, will be an ois for the bottom, for the bati hamikdash. The dam, which was the third ois by Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to be an ois for the bati hamikdash. That it will be a third bati hamikdash. There's another din in Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach has to be nishchat l'shmo, and there's two korbanos that if they're nishchat shaloi l'shmo, it's possible. Most korbanos, if you're nishchat shaloi l'shmo, it's kosher v'loy olu l'bayil l'mashem chayil, but it's kosher. But a Korban Chatas and a Korban Pesach, if you shecht it shaloi l'shmo, it's possible. Now there's a Gemara in Zvachim that says if you shecht a Chatas shaloi l'shmo, it's possible. But what if that's possible? If you shecht a Chatas l'shem oylo, l'shem shlomim, it's possible. What if you shecht a Chatas l'shem chulin? So the Gemara explains in Zvachim a few places. Chatas l'shem chulin, Gemara Daf Gimel, Daf Mem Vav. Chatas l'shem chulin is not possible. And the Gemara explains the concept. Mino machriv bo, shaloi mino loy machriv bo. If you shecht the carbon pesach and you have in mind a different carbon, so that's the same min, kachim and kachim, you had in mind the wrong kachim, it's possible. Aber chatas l'shem chulin, chulin has no shaychas to chatas, then it doesn't possible. It's a shaila, if it's kosher v'olu or kosher v'loy olu. Maybe a machlik is a bayi v'rova, could be. But chatas l'shem chulin is not possible. That's a Gemara. Comes again to the famous Rambam, Masach Achronim Shetayra in this Rambam. The Rambam passes in Psuli HaMakdosh and Avad Achatas L'Shem Chulin is not possible. But then the next halach he says, Pesach Sheshochat L'Shem Chulin is possible. A Korban Pesach, which has a din also, that if you shecht the Korban Pesach L'Shem Chulin is possible, the Rambam says, first, even if you shecht it L'Shem Chulin is possible. Why? As I did by Chatas, the Gemara explains, that Chatas L'Shem Chulin is not possible. So Pesach L'Shem Chulin also shouldn't be possible. Masach Achronim Shetayra, though. We'll mention two ideas. The Meshech Chochmah has an idea that Pesach is different because the whole Pesach is a special carbon that it must be eaten. The din achil of carbon Pesach is a chelik integrally of it that you must eat the carbon Pesach. It's not as grada din achila. The ikur matara is taka that it should be necham. Oibazoi chulin is called mino. Chulin is not so far removed from what Pesach is. What the Gemara's concept is that mino is machrava, lav mino loy machrava. Pesach and chulin are cousins. Pesach and chulin are close enough that it's called mino. The Menchas Chinuch brings a fascinating pshat, an interesting pshat. The Pesukim over here are talking about Pesach Mitzrayim. And the Gemara darshans from the Pesukim here that a Pesach has to be l'shmo. The Gemara learns that from the Pesukim over here, that a Pesach has to be l'shmo. Bizman Pesach Mitzrayim, there were no other karbonis. The concept of karbonis didn't exist, it's before Matan Torah. And if the Halakha of Torah says that you should not shecht the Pesach shaloi l'shmo, you must shecht the Pesach l'shmo. What would it mean? L'shmo and not what? Not l'shem oyla, not l'shem chatas. Those concepts don't exist yet because we're going here in a pasuk that's talking about Pesach Mitzrayim. Must be that a Pesach l'shem chulin. Hagam, Avada, now we're after Matan Torah, and now there is Pesach Doiris and there is Gedorim. But if about the Drushas Hakra that teaches us the din of l'shmo is learned out in a place when it's going, when there was not yet Pesach, there was no other karbonis, it's mukrach that the din of Pesach shalom l'shmo applies as well to a Pesach L'Shem Chulin. So Einfal, as I bring the Mechas Chinuch. The Gemara in Sochem Dav Gimel brings an interesting story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. We know the Pasuk says over here by Korban Pesach, V'chol ben Oirel, kol ben Nechor, lo yoichal boy, a goy is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. The Gemara brings in Sochem Dav Gimel on the days, Hahu Armo, there was this goy that went and made believe he was a yid. He had as a fake geirus, as a, he went to waste his ways to do it. He makes it the geirus as a. I don't understand. He makes it a geirus, and he went, and he was a goy, Emes a goy, and he went, and he ate from a korban Pesach. He came back to Netzivin, to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and he went to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and he said, I went in to eat from the korban Pesach, and I fooled the Yidden, and I was oichel from the korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira told him, did they give you to eat from the Aliyah? You didn't fake them. They gave you from the Aliyah? Now, of course, the Aliyah is not Nechel. The Aliyah is the chelik of the korban that goes on the Mizbeach. But he asked the guy, you ate from the Aliyah? The guy said, no. He says, go try next year. Let's see if they give you from the Aliyah. So, Kahava, this goy, this Armoa, went the next year and he asked for the Aliyah. And right away, Bodku Achra, they said, what's this guy asking for the Aliyah? For saying it's the Aliyah, Lumit Lugavoya Salki. And they checked up and they chapped who he is and they killed him. Kahava the Maisa, they sent a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Ata ben Netzivin, Avo Mitzudotcha Perusha, Yerushalayim, even though you're far away in Netzivin, your net is spread out all the way to Yerushalayim, you were able to chap this guy. That's the Gemara in Sochem Tavgim. Frek the Marsha. This guy didn't chap that he's getting set up in a trap the second year. He didn't see the signs, he didn't chap that he's being fooled into a trap. Maybe be mavar from someone on the side. What's with the Aliyah? Learn a little bit Hilchas Korban Pesach before he goes. He didn't chap that it's a trap. Zok de Marsha, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira told him, they knew you were a goy. And you don't realize that the Gzeres HaKosov of Kol Ben Necher La Yoichal Boy is only on the Aliyah. Fashteitzach, they gave you from the other bus. He was tricking him. Yeah? But he was saying, you don't realize, they chapped you a goy, you didn't fool anybody. Go ask for the Aliyah, and the love of Kol Ben Necher is only on the Aliyah. So the guy, he wasn't like falling in a trap. He wanted to prove himself. And Taka saw that he's a real Yid, and asked for Aliyah. That's how he was trapped. As I explained, the Marsha, they had some story. Now, it says the second year they caught on and they killed him. Why did they kill him? Why is he Chayiv Misa? So the Achrayim asked the Kasha, what's the Chayiv Misa? So the Menchas Chinuch brings, Behemoth says, the Machlokes Rishonim, Pshat in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Ben Necher Lo Yoichal Boy. Who's the over the lab? If you give a goy carbon Pesach, right? This goy with the fake geirah, you give him carbon Pesach. Who's over the lab? The Rambam holds that the lab is on the Yidden. It's also for a Yid to give a goy the carbon Pesach. It's not an Isra on the goy. A goy has Shevah Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. That's it. It's a lab on the Yidden. A Yid shouldn't give a goy from the carbon Pesach. But the smag is chaylik, and the smag holds no. It's a lab on the goy. And the Achrayim asked, what do you mean? I thought there's only seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. Now it sounds like there's eight. Besides, Eiv Menachai, and Avodah Zarah, and Dinim, and the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. There's an eighth one. Not to eat from Karban Pesach. But as I held the smag, Zog Temeches Chinuch, according to the smag, that was the gather. He was Chayiv Misa for being over the lav of Kol Ben Necher Yoichal Bayin. It's a lav on the goy. There's another mahalach in the Achrayim that maybe it's a shaila from Gezel. Maybe Gezel Gavoya, or even if you learn that it belongs to the Chabura, but it's Gezel of Hedyot. He was stealing from them, even though he was not paid his chelek to be part of the chabura. He was menuyah, he was signed in, but it was like a din, and therefore he's chayav al gezel. But I have an interesting ha'ara. There's a minchas chinuch in mitzvah chavav later on by Avodah Zarah in Parshas Yisroel. We know that sheva mitzvah b'nei noach, if a guy is even Avodah Zarah, it's chayav mitzvah. The chinuch brings the chiddush in Parshas Yisroel in mitzvah chavav. A guy is nerag al pi haydos atzmon. If a guy comes and admits on his own that he did an Avera, that's Chayiv Misa of Shemiz Menoich, he's Chayiv Misa. You don't need even aid this Fasra. Akum Nerag al Pi Atzmon. That's the Chiddush of the Chinuch. And interesting, the Minchas Chinuch over there says, Harav Chiddush Ze Midaitoi, the Rav, the Baal HaChinuch, was Machadish this Midaitoi, Veloi Matzosi Bechol HaShas, a riot to this. Ach Dvarav Nechoinim, the Emes is that it's Taka true, he agrees to the Chinuch, but he says, I don't have any riot from Gan Shas. What's with Al Gemara? It says that they killed him that second year. The second year he didn't manage to do anything. Elamai, they're killing him on last year's cheshbon. For being Gezel or for Kol Ben Eichel or Yoichal Boy. Right, that year he asked for the Aliyah, he didn't get nothing, he got a frask, and he got killed. The chap was from the year before. So why is he being killed? And it was bothering me because the Menachas Chinuch says, Loi Matzosi B'chol HaShas. So Pshat is Azoy. Maybe they checked a Bodku Achrav. It says them is Bodku Achrav. Pashal Pshat, the Lashon of the Gemara, Bodku Achrav, they checked out that he's a goy. But we're going to say, no, Bodku Achrav, they checked out last year, they figured out which Chabur he was part of, and they talked to had Adam that he ate the meat, the Basar, and that's why he's Chayit. But I had a deal like this. Rashi over there says, V'loy hoye biyad Rav Yehuda ben Maseira lahorgei. Rav Yehuda ben Maseira wasn't able to kill him. Why did Rav Yehuda ben Maseira have to go set him up in a trap to go to the Eretz Yerushalayim with the Aliyah, with the whole thing? Let him kill him himself. V'loy hoye biyad Rav Yehuda ben Maseira lahorgei. Rav Yehuda ben Maseira didn't have the koyach, he didn't have a bezdin, he didn't have the alimus to be able to do it. So now I'm already bothered. If you're going to tell me that next year in Yerushalayim, when they killed him, it's because they checked up what he did last year with Edom, so Rav Yehuda ben Maseira can't kill him. So it's Meduyik here in Rashi that it says, "Lo hayu biyad Rav Yehuda ben Maseira laharvei." Unless the Chacham is going to tell me, "Lo hayu biyad," because he didn't have Edom. Does Kufa make this? "Lo hayu biyad Rav Yehuda ben Maseira laharvei," because Rav Yehuda ben Maseira didn't have Edom. Paschkara means those stam. Rav Yehuda ben Maseira didn't have the alimus to do it. Meduyik in Rashi that if Rav Yehuda ben Maseira would have alimus, he would have killed him. Why? Rav Yehuda ben Maseira doesn't have Edom what he did last year. Only Al Pi Atzmai. There's a charai that an Akam is not Al Pi Atzmai. So Gichina Chanamia, but this is a Rashi Nishta Gemara. The Menachas Chinuch says Lematzasi b'chol Hashas as a Nishta Gemara. I'm a first a Gemara is Nishta because off the Gemara you could learn off that later in Yerushalayim after they chapped him with the Aliyah, they Taka checked up and they were Baidik Acharav and they realized that last year he Taka they had Edom who was part of his Kabura and they found out. Oh, but this that Rashi's Meduyik. But how you be at Rav Yehuda ben Maseira argue that it's Meduyik that Rashi holds that Rav Yehuda ben Maseira also would have been able to kill him? Taka Adiyik in Rashi. Or Barak Gemara it is Nisht. So the Menachas Chinuch, there's no Gemara like Matasi B'chol Hashem. Tosis over there asks in Pesachim, why wasn't Rav Yehuda ben Maseira oil the regal? He's setting a trap from this even. Why wasn't Rav Yehuda ben Maseira oil the regal? As they fret Tosis. In Pesachim, Dav Gimel Amidei. Zog Tosis a few terutzim. The Eretz Yisrael is like oil like karka. And Tosis brings the Yesod, you only mechuyev to be oil regel if you have karka. A Tzveit the Teretz, he was a zokin. He was too old. Adrit the Teretz, Netzivan is in chutz laretz. I don't know what exactly that means. That's the Tzveit of Tosis, why he wasn't oil like regel. Like oil like karka, zokin, chutz laretz. Frek the Tzlach in Pesachim. There's a chiyuv to go be makar of a korban Pesach. It's an essay d'oraisa, an essay sheyesh by koris. Why wasn't Rav Yehuda ben Maseira going to Yerushalayim to be makar of a korban Pesach? Tosfos is asking us oil the regel, and us oil the regel. He has a teretz that there's no chiyuv oil the regel if you don't have karka. But what about korban Pesach? Essay sheyesh by koris. Why isn't he mechuyuv to be makar of a korban Pesach? Zok tetzlach. He didn't have to be makar of a korban Pesach because he was bederech rechoika. And can you do it? There's a pasuk in Parashas Baal Oisach. If you're bederech rechoika, you're not chayiv in korban Pesach. So he's up to tzlach. Frek the Menachas Chinuch. It's a plea. It's a famous machloik. It's Menachas Chinuch and tzlach. Frek the Menachas Chinuch. Derech rechoika is a ptur? If you're bederech rechoika, you're potter from being a korban Pesach? Chas v'sholem, he says. There's a din if you happen to be, for whatever reason, Ba'inus, or maybe even the maiden, B'derech Rechoika, the din is that there's a parsha of Pesach Sheni. Machalik is Tanoim, it's amazing, Ba'inus. But no one said you're Potter if you're B'derech Rechoika. Avad Achi of Esed Eraisa to make sure you're not B'derech Rechoika. And it's Hodr Kushel Aduchte. Even if Tosis has a Terech that is a Ptura Ilu Regel, why does that Pati from Korban Pesach? So there's Reina the Achroinim that maybe Tosis' Terech of Ein Le Karka is a Terech on Korban Pesach also. That there's a makar that Korban Pesach is also nimdad with the gedorim of oil regel. There's kashas on it. That's already a ganzer shmuz. But the etzem vikuach that if you learn pashtas that Tosis was answering my time aloy oil regel and on that the teretz was ein lekarka. What's in Korban Pesach? This is a fascinating idea. The tzlach says what on Korban Pesach there's the p'tur of derech rechayka and the mechas mech says loy hoya veloy nivra a p'tur of derech rechayka. Derech rechayka is a situation that if you are in such a situation is it in a pesach sheni or beloy al alavas that it's a p'tur. And of them is though Asach Arichas Nachroinim. Why Rav Yehuda ben Maseira wasn't oil regel? Or b'chol even Mitzudosa Yavada was Prusa Yerushalayim.